David Quirk and Denise Buckley are the owners of the fantastic and award-winning Wholesome Kitchen in Mullingar. And they're not two people to rest and take things easy. They've just opened a brand new business right beside Wholesome Kitchen, and it's called Sugar Plum Sweetery. Now, if you check this out on Facebook or Instagram or whatever social platform you're on, you will be amazed by it. It looks enchanting. And the first person, as I say, if it's a person that comes to mind, is often Willy Wonka. There's magic happening in this store. So to find out more, I'm delighted to be joined by Denise. Denise, what led you to open up the Sugar Plum Sweetery in the first place?
Hi, Ronan. How are you? You should definitely work for our PR as well. That was a very good intro to the business as well. So thank you for that. So I suppose it was a concept that we've been looking at for years. Obviously, we have set up Wholesome Kitchen, and we wanted to make sure that we established that and spent our time on that. But I suppose I adore chocolates and sweets and all that stuff, so why would you not want to set up your own chocolate shop? So over the years, we've been travelling, whether it was Belgium, we did New York and London, and we just keep seeing things that were inspiring us as well to kind of take the plunge as well, I suppose, and set it up. And then during COVID, we kind of seen a gap in the market as well. So as we know, everyone was trying to send gifts and presents for birthdays through the post, but then there was only limited options, and you had to really kind of think still for what interests people and think outside the box for a gifting destination, a gifting product. So I suppose that's where the brand came to fruition as well. So and that's what created Sugar Plum Sweetery from that.
And for anyone that's listening, like, you know, you've kind of hinted at it already, but it's not just a sweet shop. It goes much deeper than that.
100%. So I suppose kind of formally, and the most important thing to us is we're chocolatiers. So we actually have amazing chocolatiers that work every day making product for the shop. So we have Joji, Lorna and Katie, and they literally just spend their time creating products in our invention room, it's called. So it just means that they're kind of our room for inspiration, that they create different products, they test things, make sure everything's perfect in there as well. So that's kind of the core of our product base. We've chocolate slabs that we have on our counter that we make throughout the day. So when you come in, you can see them on the counter. And then we have kind of novelty thinking outside the box bars like coffee and donuts you can try. They like or not like a crisp bar as well with potato crisps in it. You either love it or hate it as well. So we've tried to make a mix and array of products. And then back to the gifting one as well. So we have like, they're like Louis Vuitton-esque bags that we make with milk chocolate. And they can take up to 45 minutes to make them. And then we hand paint them as well and dust them with gold as well. So everything is all about the attention to detail and the packaging and the branding to make sure that it's a special product that you're giving to somebody.
And of course, the quality of the chocolate is a key factor. So that leads me to my next question. How do you go about finding a chocolatier?
Yeah, exactly. So what we've done is, I suppose, we found the right people, and then we got them trained in terms of chocolate as well. So we got lots of support from some of our Italian colleagues as well. So some of our team as well have kind of developed back into the chocolatier business as well. So we just got them training throughout the world, got them kind of mentors as well, just to make sure. And then I suppose it's just been inspired. There's a lot of chocolatiers in Ireland that are coming through as well, and are investing lots of money into that business as well now. So we've kind of been inspired by them. So it's great that we have that team as well. And hopefully as the business expands, and we'll obviously be launching online mid-August, and that hopefully we'll grow that business and grow our chocolatiers as well.
Because you're saying that the whole idea, the concept of gifting, you're trying to almost reimagine that and give people viable options for gifts, particularly for somebody who's particularly hard to buy for.
Yeah, totally. So our slogan is memories made sweet. So I suppose when I think about it, it's like giving somebody a product, and then like you're actually going to have a memory from that product as well. So that's where the made sweet comes. But I've shared this a couple of times, but it's like that Father's Day and the Mother's Day. It's like when you ask them, what would you like for your birthday or for Father's Day? I have everything. And how do you get something for somebody that has everything? And that's what Sugar Plum Sweetery does really, really well, because who doesn't love getting chocolate as a product? And I suppose Father's Day, that's what I brought to Father's Day, was our chocolate cupcake. It's a bash cake that we hand make, and it's filled with like your favourite jellies, and they get a hammer and they break through. So it's just the excitement with nephews and everyone that was around that day, like 9 of us, and everyone congregates around it as well. And it's a moment as well that you remember. So that's kind of where all our product is coming from, that it has to, I suppose it's to create a memory from the product that you're getting.
The research and development part of it must be very exciting and tasty.
Oh yeah, totally, yeah. So we've eaten lots of chocolate from everywhere. So I have a friend that lives in Belgium as well, that we used to spend days just going around eating chocolate. on that as well. And like we went to Harrods before and they've got a chocolate floor, which is unbelievable. So it's like chocolatiers from all around the world and they all are in this chocolate hall. It's like a whole floor dedicated to it. So it's unbelievable just to see the skill. And it is really a skill because it's not as simple as you think to kind of create this product. That's what we've learned over the time. So we started making this product from October and just trying to get the recipes right and just make sure, like, we want to make sure that you, when you taste the product, that you get what we feel when we made it as well, to make sure that you get the love and all that stuff behind it as well. So lots of work, but really enjoyable, I suppose. I think it's a great kind of brand and product to be in, to be able to kind of make chocolates and be in the sweet business as well.
Is there a particular type of chocolate or flavour that's added to chocolate that Irish people in particular like and would be known for? Or are we kind of pretty much up for anything that has chocolate in it?
Yeah, so I suppose we've spent time in some other countries as well too. And so I think we like extra milky chocolate, it would be called. So so that's where we have. So when you taste it, well, I put it to the test because I tested around 40 people, but my nephews on both sides as well, they were the winners. So they knew straight away. They're like, that's my favourite one as well. So we kind of went through different recipes to get it right, but definitely else extra milky and then a little bit sweeter than other palates in Europe, I would say, would be kind of the winner for the Irish market.
And is it definitely in comparison to the US palate as well? I've often seen, you know, you try these famous US sweets and maybe you're left a little bit kind of underwhelmed and obviously not as milky, not as sweet too. But as well as the detail and the attention that you've put into, you know, getting the right staff, getting the training, producing the product, you've put massive effort into the actual interior layout. And again, anybody who checks out Sugar Plum Sweetery on the various social media channels will get a glimpse into it. Take us through that process and how you came about coming up with the magnificent interior.
Yeah, so I suppose we had a wish list. So this is where my husband and me are good in terms of business, but then differ in terms of kind of wants and needs. So I would put all my wish list. So I would say, why couldn't you put a candy floss machine beside a make your own bar and beside a fresh popcorn maker as well? Whereas he would say, well, do we need all these things in the same shop? Like, it's only a small shop. But I think creating something like that is amazing. So when you walk in, we've obviously got a chocolate tap as well, and that's how you create your own bar. We do like fresh strawberries with marshmallow, and that's like the freshly poured chocolates on it as well. So everywhere you go, between it's the smell, it's like what you can see visually, it's supposed to just kind of overwhelm your imagination and your expectations as well. So there's magic at the back of everything. So we've got greeting cards as well, and there's quotes from Walt Disney and Winnie the Pooh. So we just want to, like, I suppose it's like, do you know when you have an idea and something in your head, and it's just to make sure that it goes over to the customer as well. So I hope we've done that well, and that's where the kind of shop came down to. We just spent lots of time working on to make sure it's the right size, to make sure everything is spectacular. So we obviously have a wizard in there that minds our shop overnight. He doesn't have a name yet, but he was made by Richie Clark. So he carved him from a tree trunk first. So, like, once he arrived, we're like, he is the shop. Do you know, everything that we put in is perfect. We have a till that was inspired by the Home Alone movie. So it's like a replica till. So from Home Alone, Lost in New York. So everything is nostalgia, but I suppose it's to appeal to adults and kids alike as well, to make sure that you kind of remember things, like whether it's from a movie or the sounds, the songs are all John Williams when they play them in the shop. So everything is supposed to kind of surprise and delight you when you come into the shop.
And that's the till that Mr. Duncan had in Home Alone 2 in the toy shop.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so,
that's it.
Yeah.
It's a replica of that. Wow, I think, Pete, that's very significant, very standout, I'd say, for anybody familiar with the film. And I think, like, a lot of people too, the kids are now watching it and we're getting reintroduced to the whole generation. So it's you're only open about 2 weeks at this stage.
Yeah, literally 2 weeks. So 2 weeks to tomorrow. So we're delighted. We're super busy. We're really happy. And just a big thanks to all our customers that have come in so far. So I think everyone from Wholesome Kitchen has been so supportive. And it's nice to be able to kind of give them something different as well for us to come in and say hello to us too.
And certainly something very different on the Midlands high streets, maybe even the Irish high streets.
Totally. And I think that's where, especially like you had touched on the shop, that like, where else do you go that you can get fresh candy floss in a shop and a chocolate tap, and we make popcorn fresh straight today. So like, it's something that I haven't seen anywhere in Ireland, and I haven't actually seen on our travels as well. So we wanted to create something really unique. And then also because it kind of helps with online when we launch it, so people understand the brand, because there is so much thought process and kind of heart put into it. We want to make sure that comes through online, and we hope that that's kind of going to help us once we launch.
Well, you certainly have a good test mark in the next couple of weeks when the FLA kicks off to great timing in terms of your opening.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So we're really looking forward to that. So we're just putting on our chocolatier hats as well. So it's good because I've obviously done training as well. So we've got lots of people and family and friends, which have been super helpful since we've launched. But we have a list of people to call on and emergency people as well in terms of prices to help us make chocolate and just make sure that we're ready for it. But we're super excited for it. And it is great timing. And it's nice to kind of test us as well and just get us prepared for online then. So once the FLA is over, then the focus is online.
Sounds absolutely fantastic. Denise, just give people, let them know how they can find out more about you.
Absolutely. So if you follow us, we're on obviously on social media channels, but you'll find us on Sugar Plum Sweetery. That will be obviously online as well on our website, but Instagram is quite good. And then you'll find us on Facebook as well. So if you just follow us on there, and please pop in and say hello to us. So we're still a new business as well and looking to kind of make sure we make loads of customers happy. So we're on Dominic Street, just beside Wholesome Kitchen. So please pop in if you're ever in Mullingar, or even pop down to us some weekends, and hopefully you really enjoy the shop.
I think there's something there for everybody. But Denise, for now, all the very best with that venture, and looking forward to hearing more about it as the years and months progress.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time.
And that's Denise Buckley there, co-owner of the Sugar Plum Sweetery and Wholesome Kitchen, along with David Quirk, an award-winning restaurant there in Mullingar too. And there certainly isn't fantastic and beautiful to hear that amount of work and dedication and preparation that goes into creating a new business. It's now open. And really, what's holding you back from going visiting it are fantastic products. Just check it out online and be amazed by it. And again, hats off and commend people for doing these things, for creating new businesses and bringing new ideas, new products into our Midlands town. Well done to everybody involved.